The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome, everybody. You know, I've debated of changing, seeing what people thought about changing Hello Folks.
To what?
To Let's Go Folks. Is that not maybe better? Let's go, folks.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it gets us out of the mix of everybody being Hello Folks. Like, people say Hello Folks.
Yeah, just as a normal expression.
As a normal expression. And I mean, I've had people say hello, folks. I mean, because there's been a couple of times someone said it, and then I think like they're saying it to us, and then you're like, oh, that's just how the guy speaks.
Yeah. So you want to do let's go.
Let's go, folks. Because we're making fun of let's go, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not bad.
I'm on board. People are commenting let's go everywhere now.
Yeah.
After last week's episode, so.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't escape it anyway.
See what everybody thinks about it. See how it feels. Let's go, folks. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. I started with the let's go. I don't know if that's going to be the... I mean, truthfully, all this being said, I do think I get to decide what I want to say.
I mean, that is true.
So, yeah. I enjoy talking about it and being in the mix, but...
How did it feel just now?
Let's go, folks. It feels great. I like it. I like the specific. It's we did it. You threw a poll up on the Instagram
and Twitter.
And so what were the to let's go and hello, folks.
Here's the Instagram results.
1,400 people. Over 2,000 people voted. 62% hello, folks. 38% let's go, folks. What I would say is a lot of this is it's people that don't want change.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Laura, you know, who over here? People that are stuck in their ways.
All three of our wives voted for Hello Folks.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they listen to it? That's the thing, too. Did people listen to the...
And hear the explanation and hear the context for it.
Yeah. And everything.
I don't know if Laura did.
Yeah. Laura doesn't.
Here's the Twitter.
Hello, folks. Same thing. Everybody still likes hello, folks, because we've been doing hello, folks. Hello, folks. I'm not saying I'm against. I like hello, folks. I think let's go, folks, is just stands out more.
Yeah.
I think it's different. Hello, folks, is weird. Just saying the same greeting that's been said for 100 years.
Yeah.
Right?
You think, well, a lot of it is in the inflection that you do it. Yeah. I think that is unique in a way.
Let's go, folks.
Hello, folks.
Hello,
folks. How do people go, hello, folks?
Yeah.
I mean, who talks like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not changing the folks. Look, it's not for sure yet. We're going to do another poll, but we're not doing it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it, let us breathe.
We'll keep doing polls till we get the results we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll do another one.
So how long do you guys want this to go on? If you know what I mean? We're do it again, but I want it to be a little, it needs to, let's let everybody, I want you to think in your soul about this.
Yeah.
Get into it. I might switch. Let me think about it a little more. Maybe it's hello, folks. Maybe I just want it to be back, hello, folks.
Yeah. Can we have both?
Huh?
Can we do both?
We can't. Yeah. You can do. Everybody can do whatever you want. But I don't know what the point of. If it's the intro to the podcast, I'm not going to go hello, folks. Let's go, folks. Like you're getting nowhere.
Yeah.
That's how someone gets where they don't. They go nowhere in life. Is they go, let's just do both.
That turned quickly.
Yeah, that's what happens. You don't make a decision. You don't make a decision, you don't move forward. You kind of sit in the decision of two things. Is that not true?
Yeah, I got way more serious than I was anticipating. You pivoted that into like real life advice.
That's why you can't just sit and do. I mean, I don't know. You asked if we could do two. I'm telling you the reason why.
I know, but we just did a poll where overwhelmingly, then he was like, let's just let it sit for a while.
You did a poll. Was the episode even up?
I put that out, I think, 3 days later.
I mean, it's people listen to this podcast we're acting like we're alive. We're on a live show and it comes out, people listen to it, people got to think about it. I'm letting people think.
Yeah.
We're making a decision. We'll come back.
I'm on board with Let's Go, folks, but I hope the next poll is like 90% hello, folks.
If they send it, just hope answer.
It's gone the other
way. Don't just do that just to make a point.
That's true.
That happens, I'm going to make sure.
Answer honestly.
Yeah, answer we're going to do another poll if that happens. So it's this week. You know, if you don't want to do it, obviously a lot of you like Joe might be over this.
I think a lot of comments have been at this point, we don't care. Just stop talking about it.
Oh, well, we don't have to do the poll.
No. Let's do the poll.
Okay. Let's see. It can be three questions. Like, here's what I think. I think it should be, hello, folks. That's this. We're in hello, folks. And if we see each other out in the wild, I think it's whatever you want. Hello, folks, or let's go, folks. I think it's fun to, like, you can be let's go, folks, and you scream, like that kind of thing. Like, you know, it's kind of, it's both of them. Hello, folks, is the response, let's go, folks. Or maybe you say, I'm a hello, folks person. Mm-hmm. I'm a let's go, folks person. But we're all folks, and we all get along.
So hello, folks only, let's go, folks only, or hello, folks / let's go, folks.
Hello, folks, let's go, folks in the wild.
Okay.
Does people get that?
I don't think I get it.
Not in here, like when we're out and about. It's your own choice. Okay. Hello, folks. Let's go, folks. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. I don't know if we have to do a poll.
All right.
We could. We don't even have to do the poll.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just.
There's no reason for the poll. I think it's hello, folks. Here, moving forward. We're done. You can still in your comments. You want to write, "Let's go, folks." Like that's funny. Like it's a funny. They're both funny things. But hello, folks, is how we will greet you. How we will start our day here in Nayland. So yeah.
Do you want to take this self-assessment?
Yeah, let's see what it is.
Number one.
This is for you, Andy, that thinks...
Number one, do you read slowly?
No. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Did you have trouble learning how to read when you were in school?
I mean, I guess it doesn't look like I learned.
Do you often have to read something two or three times before it makes sense?
I mean, who wrote this? Is it folk? Did a folk write this?
Are you uncomfortable reading out loud?
I mean, it's embarrassing. I am I wouldn't in this setting. Yeah, I'm fine, but yeah. I'm not gonna do it in.
Do you ever read out loud like a church or stuff like that? Like, yeah,
no, I would never do that.
Do you omit, transpose, or add letters when reading or writing?
I think I see a different sentence than y'all see.
Do you find you still have spelling mistakes in your writing even after using spell check?
I sometimes spell check can't even, I'm not even on the same page where they go, I don't even know what you're trying to do.
Do you find it difficult to pronounce uncommon multi-syllable words when you are reading? I mean, I'll answer that one.
Yeah.
Do you choose to read magazines or short articles rather than books and novels?
Longer books.
I think a magazine's pretty long. I don't know what kind of magazine they're.
Yeah, you're like what's shorter than a magazine?
And who's reading? Our short articles. Yeah, a whole magazine? Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Do I breeze through a short article? Yeah. Do I get a glimpse of it?
When you were in school, did you find it extremely difficult to learn a foreign language?
I remember we took Spanish, and it was very brief. And I don't know how I can say hola and agua and stuff, but I don't. I didn't do much with it, so. I didn't take more.
I mean, I could say hello and water.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't know what else you want. What else are you going to say if you're in trouble? I'll go down there. Hola, agua.
Yeah.
Those are mainly the two things I need.
Do you avoid work projects or courses that require extensive reading?
Yeah. I mean, I started stand-up comedy where I don't have to read. I did it so much so that I got out of the... I think that's yes on the... What is that? I mean, what are the other yeses you haven't said?
Did you have trouble learning how to read when you were in school?
I mean, yeah.
All right. I was being nice on some of these.
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's for my health, so yeah. You don't have to be nice. So it is, 100%. Do I have it? Well, the self-assessment, I am 10 for 10 on yeses.
Somehow I missed out that boy bands weren't cool if you're a guy. Because New Edition,
yeah,
they were a big thing, but that's the only boy. And then before my senior year of high school, right before we started back, me and my buddy went to the New Kids on the Block concert. Mm-hmm. And we didn't realize that that's not cool for guys.
Yeah. Right?
So I bought a t-shirt at Starwood Amphitheater to wear to school my first day of my senior year. And
big statement.
Well, people quickly let me know. It kind of, yeah, I brought it for a visual.
Yeah.
I wore this shirt to school first day of my senior year. Yeah. And it didn't go over well. Guys, quickly let me know this.
I mean,
that's not cool.
Like an improv troupe.
Yeah. You know? There, you would be. What did you should tell them they could do a concert? You're like, no, I stole it from some girl. That would be what you should have. You would be like, all right, that's cool.
I beat up a girl and took her shirt.
I mean, I was so proud of it. It took like third period of people just like, what are you doing, man? Before I realized this was a huge mistake.
And you had to wear it
all day.
All day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't go home.
Yeah.
Could you turn it on its head and be like, it's hilarious that I'm wearing this?
I could have if I was smart, but no.
Yeah.
It took me half the day to realize it's not
time machine, we could go back and fix it. But you're kind of past the point of, don't you think you could have done it? Yeah, I could have done a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff I could have done differently.
A little bit more.
I went up to a guy in high school and asked for his autograph.
Wait, who was it?
That was
God.
He didn't go to my high school.
Were you in high school?
I was like a freshman in high school, and I was the biggest sports fan in the world. And I read like every Street and Smith college basketball magazine from cover to cover. And they listed the top high school players coming out. And a guy named Carlos Groves played at East Robertson High School. And he got recruited by Tennessee, and he was in my magazine. And I was so excited that he came to our high school to play. He was like a celebrity that I went up to him and had him autograph my magazine.
Yeah.
And his buddies were like teasing him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what? Yeah. It would almost be like if somebody came up to me now. Like, it was just ridiculous every way around. Like, he was embarrassed. Yeah. I'm the only one not embarrassed at the time.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, what is going on here? And they just teased him about it.
Yeah.
You want to take a less test on if you got gout or not?
Yeah. But
yeah. Do you have trouble reading? No.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear Walmart slippers?
I do wear Walmart slippers quite a bit.
You have two different size socks.
The ideal way to diagnose gout is to draw fluid out of the joint and have the fluid examined. Well, I can't do that on the podcast.
Sure we can. Dr. Saftar Khan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got real doctors, dude. They come in here and do it.
Get Saftar Khan on.
He gets under the table like Holly. He's down there doing the show. By the end of it,
you just see him.
He cuts your ankle open. He takes it on the finger and goes, tastes like mayonnaise. Gout. Is that?
This is mayonnaise in my joints.
Yeah. Go. Yeah, a little spicy. Nick, you put cortisone in your mouth this week. So, Daniel, what's your comments on if someone, as an adult, thinks cortisone's toothpaste and then squirts it into his mouth and swigs it around.
Did you do that on the bus?
This was
not
awful.
On the bus. No, at his parents' house.
So yeah, so we're staying in Mohegan Sun. I wake up early. My parents live in New Haven. I'm tired. Yeah. I go there and I'm like, I need to rinse my mouth out. So I see this tube, what looks like toothpaste, and I just see the C, and I thought it was Colgate, and so I go like that.
It is red.
Put it in. It was a red and white label, you know.
So that's how he said his brushes. He doesn't have a toothbrush. So he basically eats toothpaste.
And
then he puts it in his mouth, And then we've already had an incident with this before.
Yeah.
So
so I start to swish like this. You know,
you have water in your mouth?
Not yet.
Oh, you know? Wow. So you do? Do you do it? No water, anything?
Well, first step is put the toothpaste in. Second step, go under the sink.
Yeah,
get a little water.
I like that you go under. Like I mean, you get.
You gotta swim
to the sink. Yeah.
Well, it's like it's steps.
You jump in it. You just hold your nose and jump in the sink and then swim over there.
Well, usually I can't reach the sink, so I got steps. So I'm like, I got to do like a pull up in. And then move. I do kind of swim a little bit towards the sink. So now I, on the way, I turn the tube and realize that it's cortisone in my mouth.
Oh, man.
So I just spit it out like immediately. And now, like ever since then, my front teeth have been hurting. I don't know if this is like connected.
Yeah, still today.
Still today. I'm
it's been like it's 5 days. Yeah, or
this is 2 days two of days. Like serious pain in my first teeth.
They're gonna fall out.
You know, Not before. But just right after
the
cortisone.
Right after the cortisone, I'm like.
I mean.
God, they make you really study when you sell peanut butter, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know. You
people don't just, ask these questions.
You don't just don't go selling it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You know what's happening.
Right. You show up at somebody's doorstep, you better know your stuff.
Yeah.
I think nowadays.
There was no doorstep.
I know.
It wasn't selling Girl Scout cookies or something, man. Or the,
encyclopedias. Peanut butter.
Yeah. Come on. I had big accounts,
big
Aaron.
Accounts. You tie the horse up to the thing. You walk inside.
Kroger. You know, like I,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
All
right. God. My bad, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I'm sorry. You're kind of belittling what I did.
You got to talk Kroger into buying peanut butter. They were an anti peanut butter. Go ahead.
No. Now you sound like my dad.
Okay.
Who was like, I always had a hard time explaining the job. It was a good job.
Yeah.
It was like, paid a lot and it was a competitive job to get. But my dad was like, well, you know, you're not really in sales. I'm like, yeah, I am. You know, he's like, well, I've been going to the grocery store for 60 years, and they've always had Jif peanut butter.
Yeah.
What do they need you for? I'm like, it's not about whether they carry it or not. It's about how much they sell to their consumer, and there's all kinds of things, dials and switches I can move to help them sell more, and he'd still be like, Yeah, you're not in sales.
The display and such.
Display's a big display. Well,
shelf
sales.
Placement.
Shelf placement is another. Yeah. Shelf placement is another.
You want to be eye level?
You'd like to be eye level.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd like to be. You like to have a block. You'd like to have a real nice block. I don't know why that's funny, Nate. I'm telling you, this is important stuff here. You know
what he said? You like to be. It's just such a serious. Like, if I felt like I was interviewing to be a peer, I go, so we want to be eye level? You like to be. Don't expect to be eye level.
You don't just walk in there and be eye level. You just walk in and say,
you're new kid on the block. Don't think you're going to, they're going to try to throw you
just
at the
show
bottom.
Up the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I saw it in a lot of different places. I mean, Jif, we were brand leader usually. We were eye level. If you walk into a store today and you see Jif on the bottom shelf, somebody did something to make somebody angry.
Yeah.
Okay? Interesting.
Yeah. Now, Pringles. That was a whole,
You sold Pringles.
Yeah, I sold Pringles.
So you got out of peanut butter.
No, we. I
was saying they were the same company.
I sold Pringles, Jif, Duncan Hines.
Well, is Pringles considered a potato chip?
It is. You're selling very easy. You're selling things that
it's not easy, Nate.
I mean, I think I'm on your dad's team.
I know.
You're selling stuff that's like, I don't know.
I swear I went through this.
The things that I have to have.
Yeah. I went through this, but I was like,
that's like you're selling cocaine.
No,
you're
it
goes pretty good. People really like it. No. And you go, oh, is it hard to do?
No, I had competitors. You go up against Skippy and see how well you do. All right.
Jif is the main.
It
one.
Is the main, but it got there through
because
guys like me.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah. Shoe leather and knuckles.
And now we know who to thank. Yeah.
Okay.
When I started, Jif is spelled with a G. Man, that's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
How far can you throw a football?
That sounds like a child just walked in. Yeah. How big's your hands?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh?
Is your head bigger than my dad's head? I think my dad could beat you up. And you're like, all right. Could we get him, someone calm him down a little bit?
Have we ever talked about, when I was in middle school, everyone had ringtones on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a high pitch that the teacher couldn't hear it.
Mm. That's back when I taught middle school, by the way, probably what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about, where kids had that on their phones?
I was just in the early, I taught in the early 2000s when the cell phones first came out. Yeah. Now it's probably, I think what teachers do, you have to put the cell phone in a bag when you come into class. Yeah. You can't have it on you.
Yeah. They did. What's the high pitch that the teacher couldn't hear?
Because the teacher's older?
With teachers older, they can't hear. So we would all have ringtones, and our phones would be making noises that we could all hear as a kid, but the teacher couldn't hear it because it was such a high
pitch. I think your teacher just let it happen. Because I don't believe that. I don't believe there's a high pitch.
There is, though.
There's not. There's no way. I mean, is your teacher 90? Or is he like 40?
Teacher's probably in the early 30s.
No, there's no way.
Even that age difference, you would not be able to hear it.
I think you absolutely can.
You're doing it to me right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
No. Make a point. No.
Y'all hear it.
What was the frequency called? TikTok?
Brian's never known. Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
That's a good joke.
Let's go to track.
Brian, yeah. You want to go ahead? Split log road. Yeah. Give my home address out, Mike. They did, you know, we've been playing, we played the theme song during the whole episode.
What?
Yeah, in the back. What if we were doing that? He never heard it. Hey, you don't hear that right now? I don't think there's
frequencies that younger people can't hear.
If you're under 25 and still can't hear it, try turning your volume up.
You want to try this?
Yeah.
See if you can hear it?
Yeah.
I remember I had it on my phone and I would play it and my parents couldn't hear it and then all the kids had it.
What's muted? That's why.
Well, yeah.
All right. We're about to play this. Everybody. Because we're just sitting there.
You hear it?
No.
You don't hear that?
You can hear it? You can hear it? Do it again. Do you hear it?
Yeah, dude.
Do you hear it?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear it too? I don't believe
me and the boys. Come on, man.
That's crazy. What is it making? What noise?
I don't know.
Messing with us.
I don't know. It doesn't have the hertz or whatever. I don't even know what you call
it. Well, I mean, what's it? Is it going beep?
It's just a high pitched, like a noise.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Speaking of rednecks at Panthers games.
Yeah. Did you see the dude that danced on the
kicked
field?
Out for dancing in the end zone with the mascot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw
this guy.
That was in 1995, 96.
Wait, this just came out?
That's me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. The first year the Panthers played in the NFL. I'm doing the moonwalk on grass. It's not easy. Michael Jackson crotch grabs. I'm singing What I Like About You. And I used to break dance, so I thought I'd do the worm. And I'm doing the worm. And then the refs come out behind me. I didn't see them. And then it's a full-on wedgie. And then this other guy comes over to defend me. That's Dale Earnhardt. And then you've got this dude who was with the Sir Purr mascot. That's our mascot, Sir Purr, to defend me because I was already dancing in the stands making people laugh. Now, look, I was already in that side of the field. They could have kicked me out. They marched me 99 yards. It's the longest walk of shame. And these people are throwing beers at him, screaming, let him go.
I like that you're throwing them at you. For sure throwing at them and not you.
Oh, 100%.
You go.
Oh, yeah. And he never let go of my pants the whole time, 99 yards. I put my arm around him at one point. I felt like, well, let's just hold each other. But, yeah, that was the first year of the
You have that belt. That's when I wore my belt like that. Your belt hung
down. The braided belt.
The braided belt.
It, wrap it around, stick it down.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
You're just talking to him and your pants are just all the way up.
I'm trying to reason with the guys. Like, dude, I was invited out here by the mascot. You didn't see the and they weren't hearing it. And they're like, we got to kick you out. It's an NFL rule. And he was kind of mean. Sir Purr invited me out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask how you got on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was already having a good time. And we learned together in that moment that Sir Purr does not have the authority to invite people onto the field. He didn't know it either. It was the first year with the NFL. And we learned a lot that year.
Well, you're playing on a college field right there, right?
Yeah, it's Clemson.
So everyone still has a college mentality. And he's like, yeah, come on down here.
Yeah, exactly. And a player was hurt, so they were working on this player for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're just playing music.
Is this during an injury timeout?
No, screw that guy. I'm having a good time.
That guy's paralyzed. Yeah. They take him off the field.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Looking at you.
Did they ever like get it, or they just got you out and then it was like?
They just kicked me out.
Yeah.
And then they sit out there and they, you know, they ask you all kinds of questions. And they got my ID Well, it's like a week later, I got all this free crap in the mail from the Panthers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, they realized they screwed up. And so, yeah. It wasn't my fault, technically. Yeah. And so, I got, a sipper bottle, a keychain, coffee mug.
I mean, that's like they just grab stuff around the office. Yeah,
they hear send it to
they go, who's they got stuff? They go, God, I don't know.
I think they thought I was going to sue them or something.
Yeah.
I found out later that the guy in the mascot, his name is Tommy Donovan. And I used to, I used to pretend to be mad at the surfer, like, I'm going to find out who that guy is who got me kicked out. And I reached out to him, and he does comedy now.
Oh, really?
Like, he opened for me not long ago.
Oh, wow.
In Valhalla, South Carolina.
Yeah. That is
and
awesome.
He's actually pretty good. He's a pretty cool guy. Yeah.
This all worked out.
Yeah.
Did he know you?
No, I wasn't even doing stand-up at this time. Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't even done stand-up. I had been talking about doing it, but at this point I hadn't. Yeah, that was I'm 23.
But why did he invite you on the field?
Well, I was already dancing in the stands. Okay. So every time out, I'd get up and start dancing to make my friends laugh.
Yeah.
And so there's 10 of us, and they would be snickering or whatever. Next time out, I'm up again. Now it's not just my friends, it's people around them. So slowly it turns into a thing. Every time out, people start, and it grows, right? So third quarter, my buddy Marty, he said, you got to get on that grass hill behind the goalpost so the whole stadium can see.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a genius. It was a great idea. So because Clemson had that grass hill, anybody could just go sit up there. And so I make my way over there, and that's when this guy got hurt. They were playing music the whole time, and I would just do what is not on this tape is the best part.
Yeah,
I'm literally got 50, 60,000 people listening and watch. I'm conducting them because I'm behind the goalpost. So I do one dance move, point like that, and they go, and then I cut them off and do the Hulk Hogan hand behind the ear to the other side. It was huge. And so the mascot, who's doing his own thing, is kind of like, no one's looking at me right now. They're looking at this kid. And so he walked over and just said, come out here and dance with me. He wasn't even thinking. He just waved me out there.
Yeah.
And then my friends just threw me over the fence. So get out there. And then that's when the tape kicks in.
Yeah.
After the invitation. So people who see this, they think I was just some drunk idiot who ran out there, but I was invited.
Yeah.
And this is on your YouTube channel, John, if people want to look it up. Who filmed this for you?
There was a freelance photographer who was standing there. That's a great wedgie. When I give these go cops back to credit, when, man.
I mean, it's they do it perfect. You got the back of your heels never touch the ground. I mean, you go the timing.
That's the best timing.
It's the best timing I've ever seen in my life. Go back to the beginning. I've never seen timing like this.
Watch.
His heels don't touch the ground.
They kind of waited for it to get.
They go. He's on his toe. The timing is I mean, if you told me everybody was in on it, I would believe that. It's unbelievable.
In 1 minute, I'm having the best time of my life. This is the best thing I've ever done. Next minute, bam. I'm like, what's going on? I was hey, take it easy. Why are there three of you? I had to. Well, I don't understand why you guys are mean. Just why are they yelling at me?
You have no idea.
Look at this.
Everything's great.
Bam!
It started just grow. The ground started growing.
It started spreading out.
It started. It goes. There's a mountain. Just starts popping. But that would be it comes from the bottom, I guess. The ocean.
Yeah.
Because the ocean's all land.
Well, it used to be all ocean, I think.
Yeah, and then it starts rising up.
Yeah.
And then the land just came out of the ocean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like shake it.
All right. Yeah. So it was just ocean.
Yeah.
The land emerged.
Land emerged.
And then dinosaurs just started popping up.
Just boop, 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 boop.
And they just were like,
yeah.
And then they were around for a long time.
Longer than us.
And then a meteor came.
6 months.
Or an asteroid.
Bam, bam, bam.
And a lot of smoke happened.
Crazy. Couldn't get out because no one's gone up
yet. Only the mammals survived.
Small mammals.
What about the reptiles?
We smoke cigarettes. That's how, because we can handle ash.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
Okay, I'm just trying to piece it together because
I think I think it is pieced together.
Yeah, seems very scientific, and I just.
I don't know how you don't.
I know. We just went
through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jess F. Hello, folks. As a Rhode Islander, I never got to wonder how many of my state would fit into a place because no one ever seems to fail to include that information in a story. For example, the news has informed me that the biggest fire in Oregon, Washington, a third the size of Rhode Island.
Oregon was.
Oregon was. Wise was.
I love that it's in all caps. So Wise you just ignored it.
He's emphasizing that it's Oregon was.
Oregon, Washington. I thought, well, was is in caps. That's how you do a state.
Yeah. Right.
The city of Oregon or in Washington.
In Washington. Is there an Oregon, Washington? There might be. Man. I hope there is. I
for
hope,
Nate's
I
sake.
I need there to be an Oregon.
They're just going to say.
Is there an Oregon, Washington?
There's a Washington County in Oregon.
That's what all he right. meant. That's close. What he meant.
There you That's go. What you meant. That's what I meant.
Oh, man.
For example, the news has informed me that the biggest fire in Oregon was a third the size of Rhode Island. I was about to say that sentence didn't make sense when I said it.
Yeah.
I kept going, though. Nate, the worst word
Chris,
I butchered...
Chris Radcliffe.
Oh, Chris Radcliffe. Nate, the worst word I butchered while reading out loud was horse divorce.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
I pronounced it as ours devours. And probably, I don't know. Probably got ridiculed by my friends. I'm curious how you are pronouncing it right now. I said horse divorce.
So, a horse divorce.
A horse divorce. It's been happening a lot around here. Horse divorces. What if you get a lawyer? That looks like a business card should be that. What do? I do horse divorces. And then he goes, oh.
Specialize.
You specialize in horse divorces? Do they get divorced a lot? More than you think. Imagine what do you think it is? And you go, I think it's zero. And he goes, it's every one of them. There's not one horse that I've met that stays long with his running mate.
They're all so unhappy.
They're all so unhappy. And I deal with horse divorces. I got more than I want. And then someone comes over and gives him some caviar, and he goes, oh, thank you. Because that's what they'd be serving at a horse divorce party.
Upscale.
Upscale. Upscale hours devours. You know, if you don't say, what is it? Or
hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. How do they get to that?
I know.
Do you think anybody says that word correctly the first time they see it?
There's not a chance.
Yeah.
And even if you know it, you don't see that in your head when you say hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
You know, nobody does.
Horse.
You about to say, Brian?
I was going
to
say, I can see how he would hours devours. I could kind of see that leap. Horse divorce is a little more of a leap, but.
Horse devours. I guess Duvray's. I could have said horse Duvray. Horse Duvray's. Excuse me, would you like any horse Duvray's, please? Oh, I will. You know what? I don't mind if I do.
Just picturing you as a waiter at like a fancy event, walking around some pigs in a blanket. Yeah. Can I tempt you with some horse Duvray's?
Duvray's? What's that? Horse Divorays.
This is horse?
No. This is horse. No. It's pigs in the blanket. What's the matter?
You don't need any cutlery for this.
What's the matter? You don't need any, yeah.
Cutlery.
You don't need cutlery for this. This is horse divorce. What do we got going here, you know? This is a civilization. What is it? Just add every, you can almost make that a whole sentence.
Yeah.
Horse divorce, cutlery,
and validity. What was it you said?
Yeah.
Validitability.
Validitability, yeah. Horse divorce. What's the Mary Poppins song? Espigalidocious. Super Kevin Espigal. I knew I was saying it wrong, but I thought I'd. That one I knew. I was like, for some reason, the right words weren't coming. And then I thought, well, let's just see what words.
Let's get to sometimes, the docious part at the end.
Yeah.
The docious.
Yeah. Horse divorce. Just seeing a horse in court. He just sits there, both
I don't even want to look at it.
Every judge. Why's the long face? All right. He loves it every time. Yeah. He goes, all right. I always start like that. What's the problem? She doesn't want to be near me anymore. He goes, a lot of jokes like that. That's for the lawyers have a good time. It's a fun place to be. At horse divorce, to go in there.
Horse divorce court.
Horse divorce court. And to go in there and they bring in the little.
The ponies.
The ponies. And they're just sitting there. And they're like, ah, ah. And then they got a. And they're branding them. Get back. And you got, golly. One shows up with a bunch of brands all over him. And you're like, oh, boy, this one's trouble. Look at all the brands he's got. He's got a bunch. He's all branded up. Think about that sometimes if I step on an ant.
Yeah.
You're like, just a tear, just a, what's the, just share?
Murder?
No. Yeah, but.
Shear?
Yeah.
Well, what's the rest of the sentence? And we'll see.
I don't know the rest. I think it's a pretty important word. What is the tear share or something like that? The fear.
The sheer terror?
The sheer terror.
Okay. So, of that ant?
Of that ant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheer terror is a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to. What was I saying? The opposite.
The tear share.
Tear.
The tear share. Tear
share.
It started 8th century BC.
Yeah.
And went to 4th century AD. So during the time of Christ, the Olympics were going on.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I think the Israeli team approached him. Like, hey, you're 30. I know that's kind of old for gymnasts, but we've seen what you've done on that water. Yeah. We think we could use you here.
Yeah. You're unbelievable.
You're doing some stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen it. But they started originally to honor the.
I don't think he could get in under the water.
Jesus?
To swim.
Oh, to swim?
He just runs on top of it. Well,
freestyle?
Yeah.
He can do freestyle, right?
Freestyle, he just runs across it.
He just runs across it. And he goes, freestyle is like, I can do whatever I want, right?
Yeah.
That's what he goes. That's the name of it, though. I'm confused. The name of it is freestyle, do whatever you want.
Yeah, but Jesus, you have to swim.
But you're not even wet, Jesus. You didn't take your shoes off.
And they don't have much rain in UAE, so he's come up with a plan to haul an iceberg from Antarctica.
Is this the same net guy?
No, I think this is a different guy. But he's
they should meet because they both got some wild ideas.
What if they run into each other on the ocean, moving along? But he wants to haul it from Antarctica. 20 billion gallons of water, he said. That could be drinking water for a million people for 5 years if he can get this iceberg.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not that long.
Something. It'd be worth the trip. You wouldn't regret it when you got back.
I think you got to come up with a better solution than fight. Like how long is it going to take to get that?
I don't know. How do you just lasso it?
How much do you lose as you go across, as the iceberg then goes to Florida and it's like 79 degrees now? And you're like, well, now we're losing.
Tommy gets home. Yeah. It's this big.
Yeah.
I did it, guys.
Yes. Where is it? It's just a cup. He's got this cup, and he just goes. And he goes, I didn't think it through. And then he drinks it.
Just to finish it off. Oh, that's cold.
That's good.
You made fun of me when I did the comedy catch in Chattanooga, and the guy up front was wearing an Auburn shirt.
Yeah.
Like, you an Auburn fan? He's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was,
that's awesome. Yeah. I've done that. Man, I've been that guy. Yeah.
What a moment.
You don't know what this guy's going to say, man.
Yeah. This guy's a loose cannon, dude. Yeah. What is talk that? About what you're wearing.
He's like, what is that, Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah. All right. This guy's a maniac.
Don't sit up front.
Don't sit in the splash zone. Yeah. Bates will get you. Come
out here. He'll take you on a wild ride, brother.
He just talked about what you're wearing. Because does he make fun of it? You go,
no, no, it's not his style, man. Yeah, it's not his style. That's not what Bates does.
He said he wished he could afford it. That's what he makes the person feel bad. He's like, God, I'd love to be able to buy an office shirt like that one day.
So Spark Notes, when we read Shakespeare,
yeah,
they'd go through and they just have it side by side translated to normal English.
Oh.
And everyone would just read that.
So what's a Shakespeare line? Read Shakespeare line in Shakespeare.
Okay, I'll read.
And I'll read the normal
That will
version.
Be heir the set of sun.
The sun sets down right over that way.
Where the air is.
Where the air is.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's
yeah.
the sunset? In the sky, you moron. In the air of the sky.
Upon the heath.
Upon the heath?
Yeah.
So he, where's it at? It's on top of the heath. Does he even tell you where heath is?
Yeah. Look, we got the translated.
What's
here.
A famous Shakespeare? So like,
oh, let's do
so
it.
So this is like Macbeth. We're reading Macbeth.
Okay, give me another one.
Okay. When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
I mean, probably not those times. It's going to be a bad time.
You're just answering the question.
Yeah. Why? How am I supposed to give what the thing is? I mean, why would I want to meet in the thunder? How about we pick a nice sunny afternoon? You know, I don't bring my horse out and all the muck.
How about Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
Like, where, Romeo, where are you?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
No, that's not what it means. Why are you?
Why are you Romeo?
Wherefore means why.
So why are you Romeo? Because my parents named me Romeo?
Yeah, that's what he said. Why are you in this family that I'm not allowed to be?
Oh, I misquoted it in fairness to me.
Oh, why are you in this family?
Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Why are you a Romeo? Because I'm not allowed to talk to your family.
So why are you a Romeo?
Yeah, why is that your...
They're questioning, like, why are you... Like, he's like, wait, is this two Romeo? Who is this?
Is this like a Karen?
Is Juliet?
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that scene was, she's asking, I wish you weren't from this family that's rivaling mine.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it meant.
Well, if she broke it down like that, they wouldn't have both died. Did they die?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both died at the end.
Yeah. Well, that probably could have been solved. Maybe because they couldn't understand. Maybe because they're both speaking so ridiculous words that they go, are you sure you want to do this? That's what they're saying, but it's going like, I shall thou kill myself. And it's like, what did you mean? I didn't want to do it. And he goes, I didn't want to do it either. Why were we not just saying that?
When you interview at advertising companies, they try to, because I interviewed a couple, they try to throw you off by asking you crazy questions in the middle of an interview just to see how you think. So they'll be like, so Nate, tell me about, you got family out here?
Yeah.
What animal would you be if you could be an animal?
Bengal. I'm ready for everything.
You're hired.
You want to keep going?
No.
You just asked me.
How many windows are in New York City?
100,000. Give or take. Go.
Give or take a bunch.
I mean, just keep going. Ask me, go to the, because they got to go serious. They got to flip it back and forth.
Yeah. If you had $1 billion in cash, where would you hide it?
In your mom's house. I think I would get hired.
Yeah, that's how you become a manager.
That's
right
how you
there.
Become a manager. Yeah.
I'm trying to do an herb garden. I got some thyme growing.
Yeah,
some
carrots.
Basil.
Yeah, thyme.
Carrots
growing?
I struggle with, but.
What'd you have?
Thyme.
You have some thyme?
Yeah.
Thyme. Growing.
Yeah. like the herb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know there was an herb called thyme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spelled thyme.
Oh.
You've seen that.
Yeah, just say thyme. They say thyme?
They tell me it's pronounced thyme.
I would say.
I mean, I agree
would start
with you.
Saying thyme. More.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
That didn't make sense. You have thyme growing. I was like.
What kind of garden is that?
Yeah, what is it? The future? Yeah, like how much experience are you that you're growing thyme?
It's context.
I figured out how to make it work.
He goes, I'm a time traveler. The herb.
The herb. Oh, you're a thyme traveler. Thyme traveler. Yeah. Rachel Kane, the amount of misfortune that happens in Brian's life. I need a reality show. Please, someone just follow this man with a camera, keeping up with the Kardashians. Would have nothing on bad luck, Brian.
Can I address this?
Breaking Brian. That's what we call it, Breaking Brian. Yeah.
I admit I've had my share of embarrassing moments. I mean, I may be having a stroke right now.
Yeah.
But I also turned 50 today. So we've all, you live that long, you're going to have some embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
And as comics, we share them.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them funny. Mm-hmm. Now, so I hope they don't really think, I feel like I'm the luckiest person in the world.
Yeah.
I got great friends, present company included, a great job. I get to do what I love.
Yeah.
I got a great wife. Yeah. I got a baby on the way. I got a lot to be thankful for.
You don't have a baby on the way.
I do.
Do you really?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding, dude?
Get out of town, crazy. Man. There we go. That's awesome, man.
Congrats, dude.
Congrats,
that's
buddy.
That's unreal, dude.
Thank that's you. So great.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Golly, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
I thought you were just joking.
I got a lot to be thankful for. Nope.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very serious.
We'll get to the bottom of this stroke stuff a little bit quicker than we think.
I know.
Figure it out.
Got to get it figured out. Got to be healthy for a baby.
I know. Wow. Dude, how long, far along is she?
She's already in second trimester.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, at our age, we wanted to really wait and make sure that everything was good, but we feel like now we're at the point where we can tell people. Yeah. So
that's so great.
Oh, man.
Little girl.
A girl?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I'm very, we're so excited.
Is your mom just, she?
She was thrilled.
Yeah.
She just couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're all so excited.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody thought you were going to have a kid. I mean, I'm sure y'all didn't think you were.
No, we didn't. And, you know, it's not easy at our age, but things happen. It's a miracle. So we're doing it.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Congratulations,
so,
man.
If you're the praying type, I ask for continued prayers for a healthy baby.
Yeah.
And that I'm not having a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do the baby first. We're going to rank it in order, like the way the prayers ranking, like where people in states. Yeah. And they go, well, Alaska does, they did the stroke first, but most of the other country did the baby first. At the end of the episode, I watched after the sign off as Nate walked to breakfast, and I expected him to give him a hug or something after breakfast's big news. Instead, he reached over and grabbed some Sour Patch Kids. Typical Nate, keep up the good work.
That's so funny.
That was good.
Yeah.
We've hugged. I don't think we did. Did we hug? I think we...
No, not much. It's very funny. I'm going to pull that up. I want you to watch.
No, I think we... Oh, yeah.
I want you to watch.
I think we
It'll take
hugged.
A second.
We've
but
hugged. Occasionally. When you got married.
Yep.
When this baby's born.
I mean, the fact that you guys are having to argue about it just proves it's not
I just
enough.
Wish we hugged more is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's a point. I hug... There's... Yeah. There's my buddy Dan Chackey. We never would shake hands when we would leave because it'd be like, we're about to see each other. You know, it's like sometimes it's like it can be, you're like, what are we doing?
Right.
You know, but I like hugging. But when you're around someone all the time, I'm not hugging.
Here we go.
Here's the head. So you get up. Brian just made the good. It looks like you're about to get up. Hey, man.
Here we go.
Congratulations, dude.
Oh. And. Priorities.
I used to work in high school. We had to volunteer places to graduate. You had to put a certain number of hours in. I worked in the kitchen of a nursing home in Hendersonville, and I just did dishes every day after school. And you know, you get sent plates back, and it's like any kitchen, like there's people leave stuff on the plate, right? Mm. So I'm 17, 18 years old. French fry day, I'm just pounding French fries.
Yeah.
When they send the plates back, right?
Yeah.
So I remember one day, I've been doing this for months, and I'm just eating French fries off this plate, and one of the old nurses comes in. She goes, "Oh, honey, no." And I go, "Well, why?" Oh, I go, "What's the problem? Like, I'm not going to let it go to waste." She goes, "So many of our residents will suck the salt off those French fries and put them back on the plate, and I'd never touch food again." Wild.
Wow.
Just the look on her face when she saw me. She's that like, is, oh, no.
That's so honey, crazy. No.
I used to eat the food off people's plate all the time, but I've never heard anything that disgusting. That makes me retroactively sick.
It's almost like, yeah, you don't even want to think about it because I ate a bunch of those, man. I ate a lot of fries.
I used to
you ever go to the cook and go, "Well, I think we should put more salt on these fries"? Because I think you'd sell more, but they always come back, and I think it's because they don't have enough salt on them. And he's like,
"You need to season
all
these,
right,
man.
I guess I'll throw some more on there. I thought I was putting a lot on there."
Yeah. So there's a regional in Pittsburgh, and it's not in the city, but the Saturday, you know, a group of little people are like, "Let's go and see downtown Pittsburgh." So this one girl, she has a new minivan. All right. We're all little people. Her dad just bought this new, brand new, beautiful minivan, accessible van, you know, very expensive. So we go into downtown Pittsburgh and everyone's drinking, you know, and I'm not because, you know, it's early and I was just tired.
Yeah.
So the girl whose minivan it is, she only had like one beer, but she was like, "I probably shouldn't drive." I was like, "I'll drive, you know, I'm fine, you know." And so now we're on the fourth floor of a parking garage that is on a very heavy, steep incline, okay? Fourth floor down. And so I get in very confident, okay? I'm a good driver. And I start the car and I put my foot on the brake now and I put it in reverse. Now what happens is the pedal extension falls off the brake.
So you have to, you put an extension on.
So
obviously.
I drive with pedal extension. Yeah. So it's like a regular pedal, but there's two extended bars that attach to the pedals.
Yeah.
One on the gas, one on the brake. So when I put the car in reverse and I put my foot on the brake, I don't know how, but my foot just knocks that brake pedal off. So now all of a sudden, within a second, we are just full speed going backwards down on the fourth floor, and there's a guardrail where we could just go over. Five little people in this minivan, we're just dead. So real instinct, I'm like, "Look, I got to save us." So I just start hitting cars on the way. Boom, 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 boom. I'm slowing us down, and I hit seven cars. And now I get out, and she is just like, "I cannot believe this. This is the brand new minivan my family has been saving for. And I just hit seven cars. I smashed." So now we have to just sit there and wait to tell all these people that I, along with these other five innocent little people, just smashed and destroyed all these cars.
I mean, just so many people walking out, like seven people. Like it's, yeah. I mean, possibly 15 people are walking out. And you're like, "How you doing? Did you park on the fourth floor?" You got to ask if they're like, "Yeah. All right, well, we probably got some news for you."
And then we got to get back to the hotel later because this is the convention.
Yeah.
And that's like the talk of the conference. Every little person knows what happens. Like, everyone's mad. Yeah. You know, this family has been saving up for this minivan. And this is years ago. We're talking about 15 years ago. But I actually saw that girl. You know, I see her all the time. But a couple years ago, she's like, "You know, we're still paying off for that."
With the sun's out when it's raining?
Yeah. Do you have a word for that? What you'd call that?
When the sun's out and it's raining?
Yeah.
No.
In parts of the Northeast and Florida, they refer to it as a sun shower.
Oh.
In parts of Mississippi and Alabama, they call it "the devil is beating his wife."
Do they really? Growing up. Yeah, yeah.
You know that term?
I heard that growing up. If it's the sun's out and it's raining. Yeah, the devil's beating his wife today.
Yeah. Was it you doing a Habitat for Humanity? And that's where you heard it? You go. Y'all drove down your mountain to talk to the regular folk. Devil's beating his wife.
Teachers would use it. Regular people
in school.
Oh yeah, it was just an expression.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen that often. I mean, how often does this weather phenomenon well, happen. Not enough, that often, but you know, enough for a term.
I think that's what a real abusive relationship is. Well, I mean, how often are you really? Am I really hitting you? You go, I guess not every day. Is that? I mean, that's the saying. Oh, all right, and then the wife has to be like, I mean, I guess I can't complain about it. It's not every day, you know.
Yeah.
In Florida, it's every day.
I guess
it rains in, I think, my, like every day they get it. They always say that they get like just a hard shower at some point during the day. They don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard. That's crazy. That seems like a lot. Like if someone said that, that would be like, what's that?
I don't, like weathermen aren't using this term, you know, on the news or
anything.
Well,
it's in the education. The teachers are using it. The educators.
Hell, kids, the devil's beating his wife today.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it means or how that?
I mean, I have an image of what it means. The devil beating his wife.
But in reference to the weather?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea where that comes from.
I guess she's crying.
And he's the devil.
The sun's burning on it?
Maybe.
I think, yeah.
I didn't dig into it like that. But yeah, that makes sense. I like it.
Oh.
I'm going to start saying that again.
Yeah, the devil's beating his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You wear a wife beater. That's what the shirt.
That's what the shirt is.
If you, I bet a lot of people that say that have that shirt on, and then there's just a lot of like, whew, like you have to go. And goes, guys walks out on wife beater and goes, yep, devil's beating his wife today. And you're like, oh, you know.
I told you the story about going to have a spot removed for my face, and they told me to put on a hospital gown, and I've never been in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you're supposed to take your clothes off or not. So I was, for some reason in my head, I thought it'd look dumber if I still had my clothes on when they come with the gown.
Oh, yeah, jeans on.
So I just started stripping down, and right when I just get down to the nurse knocks on the door, and I was like, just a minute, and she's like, it's just me, hon. And I was thinking, man, we just met.
Yeah.
And she comes on in with an intern.
Yeah.
And I'm just whatever. She's like, oh, you didn't have to take your bottoms off, hon.
Yeah. So where was your spot getting removed?
Right here.
Next to your eye. Next to your eye. Yeah.
So then she has to leave the room and I have to completely put all my clothes back on and then the gown on.
Why? Why did you have to put the gun on to begin with?
To just keep blood from, like, you know, getting on me because that. I completely stripped down.
Took your jeans off.
I took everything off.
I mean, you're in
my socks are off.
Yeah. It's like a normal doctor's office. Like, they're going like, yeah, we don't do stuff like this, man. Like, you had.
She had an intern with her.
Yeah. Good night. Walks in. Did they laugh?
I think they were more startled than anything. Yeah. But then I have to put it all back on, and then he comes in with her and the intern, and I'm just like, I know they've been out there talking about me.
Yeah. Everybody still talked about you. Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
That was like, and they went home.
The guy in 431 took all his clothes off. Oh,
good. Because he looks like he would have. That's what
they, they know immediately who you're talking.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
My wallet's gone. So Penn State,
and then I got a master's degree. You're stalling me. Yep. Don't Mike, move yet. Ahead. My education continued. I went at night and I got a degree from Cabrini College, a small Catholic college outside of Philadelphia in special education.
Wow. So is that good? So I have a master's. Special education is very nice. It's a big heart you got doing stuff like that. I do like that. But getting a master's at night, is that easier than the day?
It is not.
I would imagine.
Because you have to work a day job. You know, I worked with kids with behavioral problems during the day. And then at night, I would have to take classes.
Yeah, this is not about the kids. I'm saying that usually, I don't think people are going to Harvard and they got their master's at night. So I'm saying when you go at night and you go get your master's, like to a drive-through window or something like that. It's not. And then the teachers are probably not the top, right? Like what teacher goes, I hope I get to work
the
graveyard shift to teach the master's degree. Is what I'm saying. Is it a pretty loose master's?
No, it's not a loose master's, Nate. Okay. I see you taking shots at me. Like, we're dumber than the people who get their master's during the day.
Day hours is all I'm asking. Like, no. you know. You win
as a working professional, Nate. Yeah. You have to work during the day, and then you needed
supplemental coursework just, at night. You're not familiar with secondary education.
I'm not. I'm just saying, does your master's degree, when they print it, does it have the time like 9 p.m. on it? Does it say, like, that's when it was handed to you? Like
they call it a Twilight Master's.
The Twilight Master's thing.
I remember maybe the first time you ever went over to the couch after your set when he says goodnight, Fallon. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, I think you need to smile more.
Yeah.
Because it made you look worried.
Yeah.
And you told me you did it next time. You said you thought about that.
Yeah.
And then
I've done it from here on.
Yeah. And then
see, I take criticism.
There's a clip from a recent, what is this? This shows how far you've come.
Yeah. So this was on, I got this, Laura showed it to me. I think someone sent me this too. It was, so Jamie Lynn Spears did an interview on, I bet no one thought I was about to say that. Like, it's like, you got to wrap your head around like, what?
Yeah.
So Jamie Lynn Spears, she just did that interview, I guess, about Britney Spears. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know that.
But whatever it was, she did some interview, I guess, I don't know the whole Britney and Jamie Lynn thing.
Okay.
But so this guy's talking about Jamie Lynn Spears on Britney Spears' reaction interview. What does her body language reveal? And this is these guys, I guess, study body language.
There's, going back to this sitting, there's a comedian named Nate Bargatze. He's from Nashville. And when he sits, that's the most comfortable and confident looking guy sitting I've ever seen in my whole life. When he sits down on a talk show or on a podcast or whatever, I'll put up a picture of him. If you check that out, this is the most relaxed guy, the most confident looking guy in the world. And he's a comedian. This guy is the most confident sitter I've ever seen in my whole life.
That's pretty good.
Come a long way. Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
No, I went down that rabbit hole too.
Yeah, I did go down that.
I mean, I'm into any of this. I'll look at anything for a while.
Yeah, I could see it's like your own movie. It's like a movie.
Yeah,
and so it's I could see how people could read it, and then if you just keep going and you see one little thing, if you want to believe it. It will never stop if you want to believe it.
Yeah, and you don't even have to believe it to just be like, this is interesting.
Yeah. Right,
I saw something the other day that was like, Morgan Freeman is Jimi Hendrix. And I'm like, I want to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I saw one that was, Jim Morrison was Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, I don't believe it, but I'd like to check it out.
Bill Hicks and Alex Jones.
Oh, Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. Yeah. I mean,
that one.
Yeah, that is real.
Welcome back, everybody. It also does this.
Oh man. They know that.
This is the Grammy part. Here's my I don't know if you can see it close. It's they give you a nominee medal. And so I got this sent to me a couple weeks ago. But
nice.
So I will always have this.
That's awesome, cool. Man.
Grammy nominee.
And what do they tell you? I mean, that's a line that's you're gonna be introduced that way forever.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm a Grammy nominee.
Grammy nominated comedian.
You look like Kramer with his motorcycle helmet.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, wearing this helmet when I did this. Well, let's go ahead and bring my wife in, Laura Bargatze.
All right.
First time on the long time. I want to say the opposite. First time caller, long time listener. I always looked at it the other way. I always want to call into a place and go, first time listener, long time caller, the opposite. Yeah. You just called in. Yeah. This is the helmet I wore. Balled it at Blizzards in Charleston, West Virginia.
So
we went.
I'm sorry, I don't want to get ahead of you. This was all your idea.
So this was my idea. so wearing the helmet was they were going to do. I might take it off because I can't.
No, please leave it on.
Leave it on.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So this was my idea. Man,
I would say take it off.
Well, it's already on.
Okay.
So. And I feel protected. I think this is, you're supposed to take this off, but I think it looks cool. I don't be bothered. I'm a Grammy nominee now, dude. I can't even go out in public, so I'll wear this. I'll be honest with you, wearing this, I think if I'm not a comedian, I could wear this on the red carpet and they would just be like, oh yeah, that's what someone's doing.
Hey, he's making a statement.
I mean, there's like, yeah, I would punk. Fit in. This, where, if I wore this helmet on the red carpet, it would, I would have been like, I don't know if they would have talked about me. They would have been, there's so many other people. They would have never mentioned it. They'd been like, oh, that one guy wore a helmet. They're like, I mean, how many helmets do people wear every yeah. year to the Grammys? 30, 40? Yeah. Y'all are like the Moneyball chip. Like y'all were.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like Moneyball in baseball. Like, yeah. You're the first ones to use analytics.
There's rich companies yeah. and there's poor companies. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's yeah, 50 yeah. feet of crap. Yeah. And then there's Pringles. Yeah.
Wait a minute, man. No. We weren't that. We were a
good. Was Pizzalicious a big deal for y'all? Was
I it think like, Pizzalicious. Slated right in at like a number five in our wow. flavor lineup. Here's the thing, and it's a secret. The red can original, red can, that you're doing about 80% of the volume in that red can. I don't know what's funny about this. I mean, this is important stuff. It's
number five in the flavor lineup.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Which they probably had it slated at a nine when they probably thought it was coming in at a nine. You had Red Can Original as 80% of the business.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you had what we called Right Crisp. Couldn't call it light. We did call it light, and then they said we couldn't because it wasn't low fat enough back then. So we had to call it Right Crisp. It was in a silver can. That was usually the number two.
So y'all didn't think about making the chip healthier. You just said we'll just change the name a little bit.
I mean, it was healthier.
Yeah, it was healthier.
It was healthier. I mean, just not enough.
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough.
When's it? Yeah,
I still think it was a smart choice. I mean, yeah. And then the green can sour cream and onion. That's a solid flavor. And then Cheez-Ums. Yeah. Cheez-Ums was probably a number of four. And I'll tell you, I lose sleep over it even today. We never. Got the barbecue product right.
Yeah.
We never got our fair share of the barbecue business.
And that's...
We didn't. And that's a huge deal in chips.
I go barbecue a lot. Yeah. I go barbecue probably the most I would go of something.
And it's Lay's barbecue, right?
Do you eat barbecue Pringles? Yeah.
No.
You don't?
No. That's true.
That's on us, man. That is on us. That's not on you. That's not
the
on
fact
you.
That you guys own...
Yeah,
I mean,
you
I will,
own up to it.
You own up to it. I will go do more barbecue Pringles. Jared Robertson, just watched The Greatest Average American. I got to know who put syrup in the waffle maker. And I'll tell you who. Breakfast Bates over there. That's who did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably could have guessed that.
Yeah. Does it not make sense? Yeah. Once you die, you're like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is all day long. It was, yeah.
Made me sound better than it really was.
Yeah. It was worse than, yeah, I was trying to be like, you know, show a little class.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a countdown clock, so I could see exactly when things were about to go bad.
Yeah. I mean, just the line. You know, like, if all of us were in line behind Brian, we would all be like, you almost want to see it, and you'd expect it. You're like, well, let's all go watch. But when people don't know, it's a lot. It's a lot for people. And then he just ruins everybody's breakfast for the rest of the day. Got down there early. He's got his little MTSU shirt on and shorts. He's in clothes that you're like, did he sleep in them? Probably. I don't know.
Did you think we'd make it?
To 100?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I thought of it.
You didn't think we'd make it.
Yeah.
Brian and I. Yeah. You knew you'd get here.
When I look at both of y'all, I think, golly, how did y'all slip by me for 100 episodes? No, I don't know if I, no, I mean, I thought, you know, I don't know what I thought when we started it, but it's, you know, I mean, every time I go to shows, people come up, they listen to it, they love it. It is fun to do. So it's great. And I love that. I mean, I love how much people are listening to it. And so it's fun. 100 yeah. episodes.
Yeah.
So with 100 episodes, we are going to change up something a little bit. Uh-oh. And, yeah, Bates. You go. You're move up to my role, Bates. I'm in your role. Let's swim. Yeah. People voted and they wanted more Brian. So we're going to change it up, and we're adding a fourth co-host.
Oh, man.
So it'll be four of us. I know people, you know, we've mentioned stuff like that. I think it's fun. I'm excited about it. It's just another comic, another someone that's funny that I think fits very well with us. I believe we have him blurred out right now. And if, I mean, if you're at home, you're trying to guess, you can pause it. If you want to pause it and try to take a shot. I mean, you think they could, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Who's going to guess?
He's appeared on the show before.
Aaron, do you want to take a guess? Would you have any idea?
Yeah, I got pretty good clue.
Well, he's blurred out, Aaron. Yeah. So how could you see him?
Can I guess?
You took that like it was a real beating. I thought you were... Thought we were going to go play long, and then you made it sound like I really just yelled at you.
Oh, yeah, I was a cower over here in the corner.
You go, I'm sorry,
yeah, my bad, dude. Yeah,
huh?
Can I guess?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it's the guy that used to work with your sister who's the Bigfoot expert.
He is, it is. We brought him in because he was great,
he was amazing.
Yeah. Welcome to Nateland. Dusty Slick.
All right. Ah. All right. We're having a good time.
Having a good time.
Wow, that buildup really had me. You know what I mean? Like, I was more nervous about that buildup than going on shows.
Yeah. Well, I think we're big fans, obviously, and I think you fit well with us. You grew up poorer than all of us, which is nice.
Yeah, bring in a real poor aspect to this. Yeah, a lot of money floating around this table.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have money. Aaron comes from a pretty wealthy family.
That's right.
Yeah, big time.
He comes from Royals.
Yes.
And then, me and Bates wanted to feel, we wanted to be able to punch down. And we were like, well, who could we get?
Yes.
Oh, Dusty was in a trailer park. And then with Galaxy, so we're the Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
We're named after that candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's what they'll have at that wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Milky Ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would we be named after a candy bar? You know,
doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
That's better than Baby Ruth.
Yeah. But I wish it should get its own thing.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Kit Kat.
Yeah. When did the Milky Way get named after when did we call it the Milky Way? Why do they call it the Milky Way?
I'd like to
it looks like Milky
Butterfinger Galaxy. That'd be a lot of fun.
Because
you know what's on the outside, but you don't really know what's on the inside.
The Milky Way candy bar was created in 1923.
Yeah.
The name and taste derived from a then popular malted milk drink of the day, not after the astronomical galaxy.
So when did we start calling it the Milky Way?
Yeah.
So we did name the galaxy after the candy bar.
Well.
Yeah. We might have.
The term was actually used 2,500 years ago. So
a little bit earlier.
We've been calling the galaxy the Milky Way a little longer than the candy bar.
But I think saying that you named the candy bar after a milkshake seems a little inaccurate.
They shouldn't let him do it just because you're like, man, you're kind of just ruining what we're doing with space.
Yeah.
It really like takes the kind of steam out of it
mm-hmm.
when you know, it's like, it's also a candy bar.
Yeah.
That's how little serious we take it. Is we're naming it as, and it's not even one of our real great ones.
Oh, golly, dude.
You think a Milky Way is that good?
Oh, my God,
you hit a button there.
Start this podcast really over, did. Man.
You think a Milky Way is...
Milky Way is, man, the number one, in my opinion.
Oh, no way, dude.
I enjoy a Milky Way, but number one?
Number one. Oh, man,
look,
goodness.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I've even had one saying all this.
Oh,
but that's
dude.
How. I mean, over Snickers,
it's
dude?
Like a weak Snickers. It's
yes,
like Snickers with
Snickers.
No peanuts.
Yeah.
It's like a weak
Snickers. Dude, a Snickers.
Yeah, I'm not trying to eat a meal of a candy bar, dude. I want a Milky Way. It's just nice and smooth. Got a caramel chocolate. It's the right texture. It's the right size.
Ah.
It's everything you need. It's everything
what was
you
first,
want.
Snickers or Milky Way? I don't think I've ever had a Milky Way, or, you know. People
Snickers
get
galaxy.
Rid of them.
Yeah, like it's the your fun favorite. Size.
Yeah, it's your favorite one.
It's my favorite one, and I don't even think it's close.
Going back to the unsafe feeling was like, so the saying "Hey Bear" on these trails. So I went down this whole path. I've been watching I'm trying to find any movie that involves a grizzly bear,
uh-huh.
and I watch them. And I just watched The Edge last night. with that's great. Alec Baldwin, Anthony Hopkins.
Oh yeah.
And
I've not
seen it. There's a grizzly bear in it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
great.
Oh wow.
And so like these kind of survival wilderness. I went down just this kind of I was looking up bear attacks. Like the whole all of it was like how you deal with them. We had to carry bear spray with us. The bell thing though, we wore it the first day and no one else had a bell. And I felt so stupid as yeah. we're walking by these people like ding, ding, ding. And then I looked it up and people were like, yeah, those don't, you know, cause it's like, they're not loud enough. Like the bear's hearing is like our hearing, I think. And so it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like, maybe it would work and it's not, you could do it, but it's, if you, I mean, we're walking by children without bells. And so I was like, all right. We were yelling, hey, bear, so much. And you just go, hey, bear. Just a group of family of four walks by. You're like, and you're like, oh,
thought you were a bear.
Yeah, sorry. I thought, so we're saying, hey, bear, and all that stuff. And I'll give you one more, hey, bear. Hey, bear. Hey, bear. Just in case the bear yeah. can hear the podcast. Yeah. I think hey bear should be the response to hello folks. I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, the last podcast I started with hey bear.
Yeah.
I love a nice hey bear. Yeah. Hey bear.
A lady that gave me candy wrote a note and it said hey bear.
Yeah.
To me.
I like hey bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be good. Is hello folks, I mean like when it's, yeah, it's like hey bear. So, you know, because I do hello folks and I do let's go folks when we start the podcast.
Yeah, maybe let's go bears.
Hey bear.
Well, as far as bear attacks, it basically said, don't do what you suggested. Don't try to run from the bear. The grizzly bear, that is.
Because no one's trying it.
They said they can run as fast as a horse. And wow. they'll catch you.
It doesn't matter. It's the...
It's the juice hey, bear. It out.
Shake and bake.
Barry Sanders it. Could evade a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
I bet so. I bet Barry Sanders yeah. could tackle a grizzly bear.
Well, he's a running back.
Now, if you
but,
get...
But yeah. you tell me, though, he couldn't tackle it? You tell me Barry Sanders couldn't tackle it? Yeah. Come on. Come on.
You sound like a guy. I feel like you slurred that, too. Like, it did. Sounded like an old drunk Dusty.
Yeah,
like,
you tell me Barry Sanders.
You tell me Barry Sanders. You said Barry Sanders can't tackle it? And you're like, Dusty, are you driving? Did you? Barry Sanders, you go look me in the face.
You sound Cajun.
Right now in the face, you go look me in the eyes, face, and say, Barry Sanders, Barry Sanders, I can't take it. Barry Sanders, I can't take a bear. Barry Sanders, can't take a grizzly bear. Is that what you're going to tell me, right? Like, all right, Dusty, all right, bud. This guy, something's wrong with him. Nateland is produced by Nateland Productions and by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nateland Podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.